sound of a model steam train at the Kralovsky Železnice, or Railroad Kingdom, in Prague. Located beneath the shopping center in the Smíchov district of the city, the Kralovsky Železnice today features a number of railway layouts on an area of 115 square meters. When it's completed, however, it will measure over 1,000 square meters and be home to a kind of railway model of the Czech Republic.
Naším cílem je prezentovat, co je na modelové železnici dneska možné.
Our aim is to show what it's possible to do with model railways today, to show people that railways of this size can be about more than just functioning locomotives. We also have working vehicles, by which I mean cars and trucks that move about on roads, and they don't just move, they also stop at red lights and at crossroads and generally behave as they should on roads.
Rudolf Pospíšil is the director of Railroad Kingdom. He explains why the lights go down there every so often.
Máme tady věc, kterou nazýváme modelovým časem. To znamená, že
we have something here that we call model time, which means that at the railway layouts there is 15 minutes of daylight followed by 5 minutes of darkness. The reason is when you see those layouts in the dark, when the only light is from the houses and model trains, it looks really great. At the same time, the trains follow what's called a timetable graphic. That means that our locomotives run at the correct speed for that section of track, relative to the size and speed of real trains in the Czech Republic.
As well as that, the rail systems at Kralovsky Železnice do run according to actual timetables.
The trains have set concrete timetable graphics. They are computer operated and trains depart at concrete times and travel at concrete speeds and arrive at set times at concrete destinations. By the way, trains here travel 6.5 kilometers a day, each train.
Train arrives. 16 coaches long. Train arrives. 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train got my baby and gone.
Model railways sometimes recreate periods in the history of rail transport. And when it comes to such history, this part of the world has much to boast. For instance, the first horse-drawn railway in continental Europe ran from České Budějovice to Linz. But the creators of Railroad Kingdom chose to focus on another era, says Rudolf Pospíšil.
Máme tady jedno kolejiště, které se pokouší simulovat zhruba.
We have one layout which attempts to simulate Czechoslovakia in the 1970s. There you'll find only steam or diesel locomotives. There are no electric ones. The buildings are also quite shoddy. There are old cars from that era and also military exercises featuring Warsaw Pact soldiers. That's something that ceased a long time ago now.
The underground miniature world of railways is linked to a street-level shop selling all kinds of model trains and all the paraphernalia that goes with them. But the locomotives, rolling stock and so on are generally not Czech produced, but often made in Deutschland.
To je hlavní problém, na který narážíme s tím projektem druhé etapy, to znamená s budováním České republiky.
That's a problem we have faced with the second part of this project, which is building a model of the Czech Republic, because most of these things can only be bought in Germany. Just a small amount is produced here in the Czech Republic, so most of the houses we have to combine, add a new finish to. It isn't possible to assemble them as you buy them and immediately place them on a layout.
Be that as it may, many of the tiny structures have been Czechified, with signs visible for instance, a local kino and potraviny.
Train, train, coming down, down the line. Train, train, coming down, down the line.
Though it's far from completed, the Kralovsky Železnice, which opened a couple of months ago, was quite full when I stopped by. Many of the visitors were mesmerized children, but there were also a lot of adults in attendance.
No, je to paráda, fakt se mi to líbí, no. It's great. I like it a lot. Apparently, it's supposed to get bigger. I'm curious how it will look. I travel a lot by train myself. I'm not in favor of car transport. As for toy trains, I used to have some myself, but in the end I had nowhere to put them.
No, krásný. To myslíte jako tohle to všechno, jo?
It's beautiful. You mean everything here? It's beautiful. And especially for children, it's amazing. But I myself, even though I'm old, I love looking at such things.
Je to moc hezké a je zatím hodně práce.
It's very nice. The makers have put a lot of work into it. It's great that we now have a center for modelers. I myself make model railways and also have little landscapes like these at home. I come here to see how I could make mine better and nicer. I'm looking forward to when they complete it. It'll be a center for modeling here in Central Europe. Then it'll be a big competition for Hamburg, won't it?
That model railways enthusiast is referring there to the world's largest model railway in H0 scale, the Miniatur Wunderland in Hamburg, which reportedly attracts more than 1 million visitors a year. The owners of Railroad Kingdom are hoping to try to emulate that success once the Prague project is finished in a few years' time. The plan is to expand to a remarkable 1,000 square meters and build a kind of mini Czech Republic. Rudolf Pospíšil.
Kromě standardních věcí typu autodrom v Mostě, který...
As well as standard things such as an autodrome in Most, on which we are working at the moment, it will contain some of the biggest Czech cities. That means Plzeň, České Budějovice, Prague. The Prague Castle complex will also appear, though not actually to scale because it wouldn't all fit. You'll also see Ještěd and Karlštejn, as well as Temelín and the Škoda plant in Mladá Boleslav.
All right.